ha, it's Quarators back again. Ha ha. They said we were gone. They said we were out the picture. I'd like you to
never be another Quarators.
I check the frame. Because the Quarators is back. It's America's favorite Quora-based podcast with Alex and Jeremy.
Yo, what's up, dude?
Hey, what is going on?
You gonna have fun editing this, Alex? We're not in the same frame.
Oh, yeah.
We talk a bunch in this intro right here.
We are trying new and exciting things with camera, which I know none of you are aware of as you all just listened to the show. But
it's called cinema.
Worth mentioning again, in case you didn't know, it's also on YouTube.
It is on YouTube.
And we're almost at, like... We're almost at 5K, which I'm very excited about.
Do we get another plaque for that? Yeah. Are they going to mail us?
You get a plaque every 20 listeners.
YouTube,
I'm running out
that?
Of space for these plaques. But we have some very exciting guests for you today. And these are veterans. So I'd like you to stand up and put your hand over your hearts when you hear their voices. These are veterans of the podcasting industry, which I believe is the standard use of
braver than the troops.
Please welcome. They're from different shows and they have different hoes. Hey, I'm sorry.
Same
area. Let me just take
codes.
Them again. Veterans.
No, I think we're keeping the hose bit.
Veterans.
Also, I'm
respect.
Jeremy and this is Alex.
Yes, yes. Anders Lee and AP Andy are here. Hello.
Hi, I'm also known as Andy Gitlitz.
I didn't know if you would change that.
Even the anti-file listeners don't know that I'm AP Andy anymore.
Fuck, dude. That's
all right.
That Andrews. Was your code name?
Yeah.
I did wonder what that meant when Alex said that. I didn't know it.
It was like a Best Show reference that no one picked up on because we have a communist podcast. So
I just assumed you were advanced placement in some kind of nerds program.
Yeah, a podcaster.
Yeah, okay.
I thought it was associate producer, Andy. I am Anders J. Lee here, actually, also.
Oh, okay.
Are you using the J?
It's a new thing. Yeah, it was my New Year's resolution.
I do really like it.
Thank you.
What does it stand for?
James McGrain.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
Yeah, it's too much. Could be JM, but J
was... Wait, your middle name is James McGrain, like one word?
Two words, but yeah, one guy who I'm named after just the middle part.
Can I just call you James McGrain?
Yeah, I thought about going by that.
That's a cool name.
What's that?
What did he do? What's his deal?
He was a New York City police officer and also my grandfather.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I thought the way you said it.
A lot of people.
He's
on the wrong side of a lot of different events.
The way you said it, to me, it sounded like it was like a guy your parents admired.
Like
my middle name is Jeremy Dr. Seuss Kaplowitz or something.
There was some admiration, yeah.
Okay, well, sure, but he's your grandpa.
Yeah, they kind of obligated to. They have to.
I buried the lead a little.
Yeah, which, by the way, I am somewhat disappointed you didn't pick up the theme song I sent you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Operatic. What happened to that?
Well, that's just already a song. Bryn made us a new song.
Is this a real thing? Did you actually send us a song?
No.
Oh, okay. Because the way Alex said it, I was like, you might have just not told me Andrew sent something. I don't know.
Well, it's like he sang it, and I was like, I know that song. It's a different song.
But it would be a great, you know, one-to-one sort of take.
Yeah. I know your tricks, James McCrain. You watch yourself.
I'm so excited to have an NYPD officer on the podcast.
Yes, a veteran and active duty NYPD officer. Yeah. Anders James McCrain. Well, that was the worst intro I've ever done. I'm excited to get into the show. We have a lot of good stuff for you this week. We're adding segments, and we're tackling things from a podcasting perspective, which is new in America. Now, I've talked to both of you about what you would like to discuss on Quora. You're both familiar with the Quora website.
Mm-hmm.
Anders, you get the emails.
Yeah.
You've sent me those emails before.
Mm-hmm. All over the place. A lot of superhero-based emails. Who would be who?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of can you score this point in American football type of stuff.
I haven't used your submissions because they are very superhero or could you score a point based.
sometimes there's like a weird, like I snuck into my in-law's house and stole their melatonin. Is that okay?
Oh,
like stuff like that. Occasionally I got a weird one.
And how would Batman handle that?
Yes.
The world's greatest detective.
Could Deadpool score 1 point in football?
He absolutely could. He cannot die.
He would hold Roger Goodell hostage and make them change the rules.
Has Deadpool ever met Wolverine?
No.
Great.
I'm sure it's happened.
I haven't seen the movie. I think they did.
I don't think they did.
They kiss?
Wouldn't it be a great twist if they never meet
never
in the
met.
Movie? And they're just ships in the night. Deadpool and Wolverine.
Waiting for Deadpool.
I've only seen the they have like a turn off your cell phone bumper before movies with Deadpool and Wolverine, where Wolverine says a bunch of curse words that are beeped out, and I'm pretty sure one of the words that's beeped out is the F-A slur.
Oh, really? Right.
That's a word I like canonically hear Wolverine say. He seems he's like from the 60s or whatever.
No, he's like really old, right? Isn't he like 250 years old or something like that?
Yeah, he says all of them.
But he also seems like he could be closeted. I could see that.
Really?
Then he says it more than anyone.
Then it's okay for him to say it, actually. Him and the Pope.
Yeah,
they're both
it's really cool
to.
When Wolverine says the F slur. It slays when he does that.
That's right.
But unrelated, Andrew's interests are sports, superheroes, and crime. And so they haven't all come up on the show necessarily. Andy, do you know Quora?
I've only like clicked on it hoping it would help, and I immediately find it sucks, and I leave and go to Reddit, which is usually more helpful.
That's a sober assessment. It is, I think, less helpful. Reddit is a great elevator pitch for the website.
Yeah, I don't know who you're pitching it to, but where you're saying it's like Reddit, but worse.
I wonder if there's been any Trotskyism questions on Quora.
That's what I suggested.
Yeah, okay, so Andy did, he was like, we should investigate Marxist analysis on Quora, but I do counter with, I don't think that's on here. They seem like they are just operating at an earlier stage of a cultural discourse than we are on now. And I also think it's just kind of like home base for chuds.
It would also be really boring for me to be like, well, this curator is a little confused. Jerry Healy was actually part of the SWP in the United States, not in the UK.
Yeah, right, right.
Really boring.
I'm afraid of getting bogged down with Jerry Healy lore as well. Right. So for those two reasons, that doesn't come up. But we are going to tackle the other suggestions that we took here today. Now, we got a very interesting tidbit from one of our listeners this week, and that is that earlier on the show, we were reading a report from a U.S. general.
Yeah.
I don't remember which episode this was in, but apparently it might have been when we changed my bona fides to U.S. admiral on Quora. But there's like an actual general on here whose name is Carter Ham. And I would like to profile him as our profile of the week, and we'll fit that into our new recurring segment that we're trying to do more, which is Space of the Week.
It is good.
I think that's good.
Yeah,
good.
It came out really well.
It's growing on me.
Who made that? Was that in the machine?
That's in the machine. Nice. It came with that.
Oh, cool. They come with a lot of these, you know, guitar riffs and little wah, wah.
The gadgets are out of control today. But anyway,
if you buy a Rodecaster, it has Alex's voice in it. It's just kind of built in.
The robots have stolen my voice. But this is U.S. General Carter Ham and his space, Carter Ham Space.
Oh.
And we've investigated. He is certified. This guy's real.
Oh, he's
Carter
real.
Carter Ham?
He has a Wikipedia page.
Commanding General in the Libya Operation, 2011.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he
good
was
job, Carter Ham.
Yeah, way to go.
He led Operation Odyssey Dawn.
Okay, if anyone, any Quora users want to find out how to not do a military operation, let's learn from Mr. Ham.
How do I bring Gaddafi back to life?
Benghazi survivor Ham.
That's the thing. Okay, so looking into this, because I was very excited that there's a U.S. general on Quora. A, the profiles I was finding from him don't seem to have a lot of questions. There's one question from the first account I found, which is Jenner Ham, not general, Jenner.
Jenner?
I put it on the doc, Jeremy, if you want to pull up the doc.
Sure.
But there's one question, and why don't you read to me what that is?
Why are blacks not accepted as whites are?
That's the only question.
That he asked, to be clear.
By
General Ham.
General Carter Ham, retired Army general. But
one answer on that.
There's a few profiles claiming to be him, and I think he might have just been like Benghazi famous, and now people are like, wow, Carter Ham is me for real.
So you don't think it's actually him? Because I have a question for him, actually.
I don't know. The other account seems more likely to be him. That one seems like a guy pretending he's Carter Ham for clout.
Mm, okay.
There's one answer on this, by the way.
Carter Sham.
Carter Sham. Correct.
Someone says fear, which can breed all kinds of dreadful behavior. Please note, this does not apply to little children who tend to have pure, more loving hearts.
That's on why are blacks not as accepted as whites are?
Yes.
Because of fear?
Yes.
See, I can see
all right.
him asking this because there's a good chance the only black person he's ever encountered is Colin Powell. And if you're like in the U.S. military sure. or Republican, it's like that's like the model human being. And like, why aren't more people fans of this kind of guy?
Now, I would love to yes and this, except it seems like he was in charge in Libya for a while. I assume anybody.
Just going to say, that is Northern Africa, just to be clear.
But there's Mediterranean. A lot of black workers there.
Fair enough.
And they are not accepted as they are the Libyans.
Okay. You know, I've never been and I've got to go.
I want to ask this guy a question, actually, because there's a 90s movie. You know what I'm talking about? Where they predict Benghazi 2011. Somebody actually says, really? I know who you are. It's like a future movie. And somebody's like, I know who you are. You are Benghazi 2011.
And Ted's Bogus Journey.
This is in 12 Monkeys.
Fuck, I'm going to have to.
I know. Yeah.
You
that,
know what I'm talking about?
Was it Barbed Wire or something?
No, it's something in that vein. Yeah. I'll look it up. But
this is a dream you had, dog.
No, it's true. And really. I want to ask General Hamm about it.
I'm going to rewatch Barbed Wire just to be sure.
Did you guys see that Friends episode where they predicted 9/11? They knew Hillary Clinton was going to get up to some stuff.
How did we end up reading something from this guy? He has no quarter presence as far as we can tell.
Well, because I think he must have answered something or another person pretending to be him, because now there's, General Carter Shams, people who pretend to be him.
Do you think that someone that he like deleted his account or something, though? Because this guy only has two answers.
I don't know. What. So this is another General Carter Ham account. What's in this one?
This guy's answered two questions. One of them is, my dream in life is to work with for poor people, children, old people, basically everybody who needs help. My plan is to first make crazy money and then use it to end my efforts to help those people. Is it a good plan?
That's military jargon.
Gives like a whole answer about how to do that. And he says, kill a bunch of Iraqis.
That's
weird.
Not right. That's not how you help people.
And then he says, he answered a question. Is it true that U.S. soldiers can't make video calls while in camp? And he has a story about that.
That does seem something like a general would know, though.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Can I say that General Hamm is a great fake American general?
Sure. Yeah, yeah. That sounds like in a European satire or something.
Commodore Burger. Unleash the missile.
I mean, in Virginia, this guy must be very popular because that's like the state meat. I actually thought, because I lived in Virginia as a kid, so for a while I thought I just saw Ham everywhere, because when you, it's like pervasive.
You get Ham vision.
You get Ham vision.
Any of our listeners in Virginia know you get Ham vision down there.
I thought until I was in my 20s that the ginger you put on sushi, sometimes it's pink. I thought that was Ham.
Sure.
Being Virginia pilled. It's, you know, part of the
Virginia. Do other states have a state ham or a state meat, or is that just Virginia?
I'm sure. Well, Pennsylvania, turkey, maybe. That would be my guess. But to interject, No Escape 1994, which with Ray Liotta, takes place in 2022, and they predict Benghazi 2011.
They predict Benghazi before it happens.
Yes.
Starring General Hamm.
I can't find any information about any other state having a state meat, but good for Virginia.
In Virginia, they think ginger is ham. We have to move on.
Just all right, good for them.
There's no way to prove that or disprove it.
Virginia is the Spain of America.
Hamon.
Well, that brings us on to our next segment here. You know, we were thinking about retiring this one because, you know, people have been listening in. We didn't know if they're getting sick of it. This was originally deployed as a cynical ploy to get new likes and subscribers on YouTube.com, the dopest website for teens. But, of course, we are back on our advice segment, the weekly recurring tips for men. Tips for men! All right, I forget what it was, but didn't one of you fuckers have a tip for men?
I always do.
Oh, it's the cold sore thing.
Yeah, well, that's for everybody, regardless.
Oh, we weren't going to do this.
Gender identity. Well, we just didn't want to dox any particular people who happen to be dealing with cold sores right now. We don't want to expose them as having kissed a rail. But I learned this a couple years ago because I get cold sores I feel them coming on. And once you feel them coming on, it's like there's no escape, like the movie. What am I, Ray Liotta here? I'm getting a cold sore. No way
Ray
out.
Liotta.
Yeah.
It's the Benghazi one.
Yes. No Escape, 1994. I discovered that you can just take lysine when you feel the cold sore coming on and it just stops it in its tracks. It's like no, it bounces it basically out of your fucking face.
What is lysine?
It's a chemical.
And you put it right on there or you eat it?
You eat, I take it as like a little vitamin, but right. I think you could probably rub it on. I already take a lot of vitamins anyway, so.
And that's the Virginia State chemical, right?
Don't answer that.
That would be
probably napalm.
Yeah, that would be napalm or meth, probably.
My tip for men is, I know the summer's ending, but you can get like a little hand towel you keep on you all the time. And that way, if you make a hog out of yourself biking down the lane, you can dust off a bit before you get where you're going. You can use the hand towel.
Cool.
How often you got to wash that thing, though?
You wash it with your own body. It cleans itself.
Okay.
My wife has given me one of these on several occasions, and I go, I'll never remember to bring this.
Mm.
I'm not going to use that. I'm going to smell bad where I go places.
See, I should have one of those probably, but it would get really gross quick. I biked here today and immediately just took all of Jeremy's paper towels and napkins and just coated them all
disposable
over my torso. And now I'm nice and dry, but, I guess
you look good.
Thank you.
Amazing. You never know.
Amazing what, the napkin will do.
It's amazing what a napkin.
I was trying to think of a napkin brand and my brain just blanked because I don't think there are any big ones anymore.
Shout out to napkins. Andy, do you have any tips?
I mean, I feel like I can use both of these tips because since the cold sores came up, I've been sweating.
That's good stuff.
Well played, sir.
My tip is learn to read. I think it's a helpful skill. Because books are cool, but also like signs. If you don't know how to read, it's really good to do.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Train your brain with a good book. Mm. Well, that's been this week's Tips for Men.
Tips for Men!
It's a podcast. It's for men is a podcast.
Great.
Now we must go to Quora.
Let's read some Quoras. Do you want to read our Quora from last week?
Yes. Now, last week was the live show.
Yeah, we skipped this
segment.
So
we skipped it because it's fucking dead air when you're live in the
set.
We don't
need to do that.
When you're in the fucking booth.
How many people were at that show who had never heard our podcast? We didn't need to ask
hundreds.
Could you use invisibility to escape a lion?
Oh.
Invisibility to escape a lion.
Could you?
I think that'd be tough because they have very strong sense. If you look at their nostrils, whiskers all over the place, they can sense things with their nose. They could smell you out, but they still have sight.
Right.
So they'd be confused by the lack of you in front of them.
I think it would be a lion's delight to tackle an invisible Jeremy.
I agree with that. I don't know why it's me against the lion, but...
Because you converted to Christianity and you're in... The Roman Colosseum.
Is that a thing that you can do as a Christian? You can turn invisible through the power of God? Is that what I've been missing out on this
whole
time?
You know what? I
got
caught up on facing a lion and then forgot about the invisibility part. But yeah, and then
if you
also...
do the cross thing, do you turn invisible? Is that what that is?
In this narrative, you convert. And the sheer miracle of that, after all of my ushering, is God shines his light on you, making you invisible, trying to save you from this lion. It doesn't work and it tears you limb from limb.
Oh my God, that's awful.
I did get a t-shirt when I was a teenager from somebody that said, it took me a few minutes to get it, but it said, this is in, you know, the Bush era, atheism, it's like the cool, edgy thing to be.
Still
and
is, babe.
And the t-shirt said, so many Christians, not enough lions.
Wow.
Oh, I love that.
I was too scared to wear it around. I just, like, I don't want to say that you should get eaten.
You wear that in Virginia, they're going to turn you into ham.
Oh, no.
The state meat, if you weren't aware.
I don't want to try some lion ham. I wonder if that's any good.
I don't think it's called
cold
ham.
Cuts. Well, if you cold cut, I mean, they make
in Virginia,
turkey ham.
That's what they call all meat, sort of like how
Coke,
they call all
getting
soda
out
Coke.
Of control. Okay,
but
what
they make turkey ham. I'm just saying.
Sure.
They take turkey, they pretend it's ham, they season it, and maybe you could do that with
turkey
lion.
Bacon.
Canadian
cuts.
Bacon, yeah.
Yeah.
Seems like a stretch to me,
Virginian bacon.
Did we get any fucking answers on the invisibility lion question?
That's from a listener. Remember, if you're a listener, you have to put the term scrambled eggs so we
know. Scrambled eggs.
So that we shouldn't read your thing.
There's a picture of a lion holding a crown in its mouth.
And someone's, that's if you don't want to be humiliated by your acidic wit.
Yeah.
The show.
Well, that's okay. The thing is sometimes they write in and they don't put in the code word, which is scrambled eggs. And then we tear them limb from limb, kind mm-hmm. of Christian sure. lion style.
Damn. Yeah. Well, the lion's not Christian. Unless it's
no,
as,
yeah,
unless it's Aslan.
I mean, maybe it is Christian. It's like, this is how I get closer to God, is by eating one of the holy people, and then all
yeah,
right. You know, fair. Like Catholics eat the wafer type of thing.
Sure, yeah.
Much like Catholics eat a wafer, Christian lions can devour believers to
that's
increase
how,
their faith.
That's how Aslan was born.
This is how, they started using the wafer, because it's like, can you stop eating us, please?
I have an improvement over human sacrifice.
Donald says probably lions have powerful senses of hearing and sense, but they're primarily visual hunters.
Yo.
And then there's
so
an
they
AI
are very visual though. So maybe
lion.
You could get away with it.
They have beautiful eyes. I will say that.
I think if you're far enough away from them, they might smell you, but they probably wouldn't be able to get you down without being able to see you.
And then someone else says it would depend on the direction and strength of the wind and how long ago it was since your last bath.
Okay.
Don't bike to Jeremy's and then try to escape a lion.
Don't even think about it, actually.
Don't even think about it. Well, that
great.
Was last week's question. Thank you for writing in.
We have a direct message. Do I want to read what it is?
Oh, it's from Mark Vore.
Oh, he just says, bro.
Yeah, because we messaged him and now he's wondering why we're not talking to him.
There's a guy named Mark Vore who loves Vore and mostly posts pictures of potentially his nude body. And we did comment on one of his things saying, we like Vore. And now he's like, yo.
Yeah, he really wants to talk to us.
Genre of internet pornography?
It's
It's eating based.
Yeah, okay. It's like
I thought that was
getting eaten.
Okay.
No, it's not eating food. It's eating living people.
Yep.
Cannibalism?
Well, this guy wanted to swallow an eel. We can't really get into it.
Yeah, okay. I thought the fetish was like you eat small animals.
Yeah.
Are you guys on there as the curators?
We were on there as just Alex Patak, but then Jeremy started messaging Mark Vore, so we had to change that.
I will say that me and maybe even some listeners think it was a bad idea.
I think it was a very important idea, which
name.
Is better than a good idea.
I liked that it said Alex Patak. It had a picture of Alex on it.
It's a safety framework, which is key to upholding the show.
Let's read a bunch of quarter questions.
Okay.
This first segment is our linguistics segment, Quinguistics.
Okay.
Do you have a sound for that?
The sound for that is going to be typing on the keyboard. Quinguistics.
This question is, should the ampersand be included in the alphabet?
Oh, okay. Important
context.
Important context. I messaged our guests who are top tier entertainers, and I asked them what we should talk about it on the show. And I told them Andy and Anders are both going to be there. And I asked Andy and he said, let's do UFOs. I wrote a book on UFOs.
Good answer.
And I asked Anders and he said, sure, ampersands. And I said, interesting. And then that was the end of our conversations. So I quoted the word ampersands and this was the first thing I can find. Do you want to explain why you said ampersands?
Well, it's actually kind of a cynical branding exercise on my part. Andy and I sometimes do joint podcast, Pod Damn America, Antifada. We do. It's called and
Lincoln actually, build.
Yeah, it's three ands, and we put that in the code in the RSS feed. And I was worried actually about that. People would think it's like some kind of scam. They see ampersands, but apparently the ampersand is like a beloved figurine. Not figurine, but symbol.
Kind of like a woman.
We should
symbol.
Make a figurine to promote the show.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, that could be really good.
Well, anthropomorphic ampersand.
Some people think we should add it to the alphabet, even.
I've heard this. I think it's a bad idea.
The 27th letter.
Alex, before we get into this first question, do you want to guess how many minutes we've been recording?
Feels like hours.
6 minutes. I'm having the time of my life.
26.
Well, guess what? The first like three are not usable because.
Oh my God! Do you see who the first answer this is from?
Yes, I do.
Oh my God!
It's very important. We have a.
Do you want to guess who this first
General
answer
Hamm?
Is from? No.
Chris Vore. There's still two curator users I know. So.
Writer Orson Scott Card.
No.
Oh, no.
Author of Ender's Game. Now we have been tracking Sir Scott Card for some time,
Orson,
waiting for him to write in.
We would love to have you on the podcast.
He uses Quora every day, and he answers random questions like, "Should the ampersand be included in the alphabet?" What did he say today? okay.
He says, we need to recruit children to fight our wars.
No, he didn't.
He says, and is already on the computer keyboard, as are et and the hashtag, I forget what, the pound symbol.
The pound symbol.
What would we gain by then treating end as a letter or phoneme? Phoneme? What does that mean?
You get to put it into phoneme? The song. Phoneme.
When it's neither. It would only confuse children trying to learn the alphabet, as also those learning to sound out words. Will they ever find these characters embedded in a word representing a sound? Would we ever write, that's a hey and why thing to have around?
He hates confusing children. He's against it.
He's against it.
He would never trick a child into something.
Battle School was meant to be a satire, right. You see, of the military-industrial complex.
Uh-huh.
That's where Colonel Graf was coming from. We all remember the characters in Ender's Game.
I remember is people getting kicked in the nuts like every two pages.
Yeah, that's how it's like at boarding school, just in general. Ask any English person.
Speaking of English, I'm going to say this should not be an alphabet because it's where does it end? Why not have gerunds? Because I could see you could, there's
end?
A utility. Where does it end? I could see at O, I guess. But I could see where... There's a utility to if there's and in a word, you put in the ampersand, but then there's other symbols that are other sound, phonic, and you could just go nuts and just it would be incomprehensible. I will say today I learned something new about the alphabet. They changed the not the spelling of it, but the way you sing it.
What?
What? Yeah.
They slow down.
Are you sure of this?
Is
this so that you can get it right when you're pulled over for drunk driving? Because I don't think I could do it backwards still.
This feels like a Trump complaint. No, you know what I mean? Like, they changed the alphabet.
No, I think
fast.
It's a good thing.
What's an elemento?
I think it's... That's,
somebody
that's
tell
it.
Me
that's
what
it.
An elemento
no,
is.
No, that's it. That's
you
it.
Ever they, hear about this? It's out of favor.
Everybody in America and I guess the Anglophone world grows up singing elemento P. And I thought
everybody
till I was
knows
like,
P. We love P.
I thought that... It was a descriptor for P. I thought elemento was an adjective of P until I was like 8 years old.
Sure.
And then I learned that's four letters right there. And apparently they're teaching children the song in a slowed down pace at that one gradation where they're like L-M-N-O-P-Q-R-S. And then they speed
really
it back up.
That sucks.
They ruined the bridge.
This is my critical race theory. I'm like going to like fucking protest over this. This is wrong.
They've woke up the alphabet song.
They added like a hardcore breakdown to it. It's demonstrable now.
L-M-N-O-P.
I find that very upsetting.
Yeah, it honestly pisses me off really bad.
Well, it's funny because I saw somebody tweet about it and then immediately everybody jumped on her and was like, oh, well, you think the alphabet's too woke? And she's just like, no, I just am pointing out it's different now. And that's it. That's right. The end of the...
Please say the alphabet's pronouns before you sing it.
If I could rearrange the alphabet, I would put you and I together.
Oh, that's an interesting idea.
That's cute.
Really cool. Well, that's it for the ampersand question.
Is that how you met your wife, Joe?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was in kindergarten. He was 25 years old.
She did not get it.
That's how he found his child bride.
That's right.
You're a sicko and you belong in jail.
Right, but I don't think we should trick children like that.
No.
I don't think there's any trickery going on. I think it's more trickery to do it, I think that's more confusing.
Okay, what is the most trickery for children? Adding an ampersand to the alphabet, saying elemento really fast, or telling them that the bugs that they're killing are just a simulation and it's not really going out into the space wars.
The question is, what's the biggest lie?
Which is the biggest lie?
The biggest
children?
Lie is the bugs one.
Okay.
For sure. The
other
one
I don't know why Mance did that.
I'm gonna say, I mean, I think that there could be actually if you reverse that IRL and are like, I need you to kill bugs because it's like for the good of the universe. Kids would be all over their gnat problems in their homes, and you know they would think it's real important.
Well, Bean knew.
Bean.
Have you guys not read Ender's Game?
No, I have read it. It's one of the few like sci-fi books I've read. But again, I only remember just you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he gestured to his nuts and grabbed them as if he was kicked in them. If you're listening. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is primarily an Ender's Game podcast, followed by brief stints of Quora. So it's important to get out there.
That's one of the top things people confront me with when they learn my name.
Really?
Like, oh, like Ender's
really?
Game? But
James McCrane, like Ender's Game?
He does not stop growing.
All right, let's take the Ender's Game
okay,
theme.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Up Forbidden Knowledge.
For the next question's in, no, the next one's actually in the quiz course.
Okay, well, it's not in any given order, segment. But yeah, okay, we're going to do the politics one. Here we go.
Politics on Quora. What an exciting time.
The discourse.
To discuss the discourse.
As a politics head, this is my favorite song.
Really?
Yeah. Pretty good, right?
I'm more of a Pomp and Circumstance fan, but this is also a banger.
You are very pompous.
Owned.
Okay, well, this is a politics question. Why does the United States promote homosexuality and not consider what happened in the petrified village of Pompeii?
Okay, so let's keep in mind that everybody's opinion needs to be respected here.
This is the marketplace of ideas.
In Pompeii, I'm just pulling what I know off of the top of my head. They have that guy who was having a wank.
I don't know about that.
And he was turned to rock mid-wank.
Yeah.
And so now we could find him hundreds of years later and say, look at this chap, El Mal. Is that what they mean by being gay? Is that, or did he think that they were gay and that's why the volcano went off?
Oh, that's an interesting theory.
Yeah.
Volcano went out as a punishment.
Yeah, yeah, know what, like, this stop kissing over there.
Do you know what this guy was thinking about? Because it could be the most hetero, normative.
He's probably thinking of Jenna Jameson or something.
Yeah. If it was hetero, the volcano would have exploded.
That's right.
That's true.
Yeah, that, I mean, that's proof right there.
Well,
volcanoes love pussy.
Here's the thing. How do we...
They literally do. You have to drop a virgin into them.
That's true. And they go, how do I approach? By burning your bones.
Basically rum and vor.
Oh, man.
A volcano does kind of vor in a little virgin, doesn't it?
That guy probably started jerking off when the volcano was exploding. It's like, hell yeah.
That's kind
of
gay.
Think of all those little animals being crushed by the lava rocks.
It's gay because the volcano is canonically a man.
But I was going to go with anal. It's, you know, like an anal.
Oh,
sort of,
I see. Because you go into the hole.
Yeah.
There's lots of ways that it's gay.
There's lots of ways that it's gay.
You
so could
probably find a way that it's straight, too.
We all fairness. Agree Pompeii was destroyed for being gay. Moving on from there.
I think there's maybe something to this because I've always wondered, when was the last person who actually believed in, like, the... Wait, was it... It was ancient Rome, right? Or Greece?
Pompeii is in
Roman Empire, right?
Off of Italy somewhere.
It's Italian. So ancient Roman
Pop
Empire.
Geography quiz.
Who was the last person who actually believed that the Roman gods were, like, legit?
Sure.
There had to be somebody who was, like, the last person who
I
actually thought that.
I think there's someone that. Still now.
There could be.
Black metal band that believes that shit.
Yeah. I used to go around as a kid, like, asking people, do you think it? But that if you
go
were,
around as a kid, you said?
I wonder. This question has, you know, been on my mind.
The Roman gods?
Yeah. Does anybody actually
did
still
you ever
believe
find them? Anyone?
Someone said their mom did. Actually, a Greek friend of mine.
Okay, great. So it's still going.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was Greek.
And she believed in the Roman
gods? It was the Greek. It was the Greek gods. It was the Greek gods. Okay. Apparently, if you talk to enough, like, old world Greeks, some of them do still think some of that
they
shit
think,
in
like,
a light way.
Athena came out of Zeus's head and stuff.
Yeah, or like you got to be careful about, you know, being gay next to a volcano and stuff.
Right.
Like
that. So.
if you pass a volcano, be sure to say pause.
Yeah.
That's for the safety of the village.
So, I mean, there's no evidence that the gods weren't real. And I don't know what they thought about homosexuality, though, because
back in Roman times.
Yeah, everything I've heard is like they were cool with that.
They
especially if it was an age gap. They loved, they thought it was a sport.
They did age gap discourse, but they were like two thumbs up.
Yeah.
Agreed. So if the question is why does the United States promote it? I think they probably have forgotten their history.
Wouldn't it be so sad if a volcano killed everyone in the U.S.? That would be a big volcano.
That would be a big one. And that is what would happen if one of the ones in Yellowstone Park went off.
Because we get hopefully before this episode comes out.
We get a false flag on that like every few weeks. They're like, oh, we thought it was gonna, everyone's still alive. Okay.
Right.
Is that? Okay, that's a thing, really.
It's a super volcano.
Of the ways we could go out, I think that's one of the... I would prefer that to nukes, for sure.
It's very similar to nukes.
I would prefer nukes.
You can't really blame anybody, really.
Oh, that's the difference. Yeah. But at the time when
apparently
you're
apparently you can.
Yeah, you can blame a very specific set of people, actually. It's less ambiguous that way. But yeah, that's like one of those things like Asteroid, where it's like, well, at least all the stuff I was worried about didn't matter.
I feel like if you believe this, you kind of have to reconsider like Obama, because I feel like this is the kind of person who also thinks Obama is like for sure gay, right? Because of that guy who was like, I had sex with him. So like if you think that a gay man secretly became president and the volcanoes didn't go off in the U.S., like what's your worldview now?
Mm. If you don't know about the man who came forward last year claiming to have sucked off Barack Obama, be sure to check out
Tucker Carlson on X.
Yeah. I wanted to get the plug for Tucker Carlson into the show.
It is actually a great episode because the first like 12 minutes of it is like, yeah, I went to prison for lying a lot.
Anyway, check this out. I was alone with the president.
And then he tells a story and the whole time Tucker's like, wow, and the media doesn't believe you? That's ridiculous.
Well, okay.
I like how much of that interview is just like kind of heartbroken that Obama didn't want to be his boyfriend, yeah, right? Yeah. Like, isn't a lot of it just like, hey, oh, I don't know.
He used me.
Yeah.
Never called.
He told me I was just a vessel for his cum. But he said it all Obama-y, not like that.
Sure,
he made it sound cool.
Yeah.
you know what happened is he gets in there, he's elected. The president always has like a top secret briefing. You learn about the nuclear codes and they're like, sir, you cannot be gay because of this active volcano we have.
Sure, yeah. Yeah.
The Majestic 13 lets you in on the volcano awareness.
Yeah. He was like, I just wanted to bust in him.
Allow me to be queer.
Sure, that's the classic.
Is the classic. Yeah. Now, if we can move on from this, because there's a lot to discuss here. We've done two questions.
There's a lot of answers that are saying that Pompeii was not, the destruction was not due to homosexuality.
Mm. Sure.
How could they say that?
Prove it. Why don't you prove it?
Love to hear this crazy
prove it was unrelated.
Yeah.
I don't really know. I mean, that's just what every answer is.
It's like an unknown situation.
Every answer is pretty much just being people being like, well, have you considered that's actually not what happened? It was a volcano.
Yeah, actually, check out volcanoes, Google volcanoes.
You thought just a bunch of gay people rampaged Pompeii and didn't. It ended up like that somehow. You didn't know about the volcano part.
It raised them. Raised them to the ground.
They thought Medusa's hair was so cool.
Maybe something else happened in Pompeii that he was referring to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not very caught up on the other events of Pompeii.
That's true. Yeah, he doesn't mention the volcano necessarily. He just says petrified village of Pompeii.
I don't know. They could have like a low birth rate or something. I don't know what this would be.
Could have been like an artist rendering. You know,
probably was.
Artist rendering gay Pompeii. It's an AI simulation.
All right, now we're just saying words. So I'm going to move on to the next question.
Please.
This one has no answers, apparently. Why is Quora giving me liberal-ass memes instead of funny Hitler memes?
So this is what I was saying about this website. Is you're kind of looking around for Hitler memes. And the thing is, that's ridiculous to say because a lot of the website is Hitler memes. We have famously done two Hitler episodes so far on just questions about Hitler, and we have not even scratched the surface of Hitler-based Quora content.
You got to get the guy from White Noise on for the Hitler app.
That's right. Yeah, his like friend or whatever.
The
main Hitler character.
Hitler studies.
Character. Yeah.
Literary ref.
Studies Elvis.
Right.
Right.
Confused.
White Noise book reading podcast.
Learn to read. Tips for men.
What kind of memes are we talking about? Because Downfall.
Don't just watch the movie.
The Downfall is a great movie, though. That's a tip for men, for me.
And that's a great Hitler. That is a funny ass Hitler meme.
You're right.
Yeah. Who would it now?
Exactly. What do they mean that? They just like the Hugo Boss, whatever his name is.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, first of all, this guy's name is Flying Eagle 88.
Okay. So I think that answers that.
This is the median American voter. He has a post about white genocide as his top thing.
Alex, when we put this question in the doc, I think you riffed a Hitler meme to me.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember what it was?
Oh, I think okay, so it's the two. So if you had to come up with a funny Hitler meme, like one, it could be like Bad Luck Brian.
Sure.
And it would be like, it opens a second front in war and then loses war, and then it's his bad luck.
That was pretty good.
The two strong guys shaking hands, and one is the Soviet Union, one is Nazi Germany, and it says Molotov-Ribbentrop Pact. That's a meme.
What about Can I Have Sudetenland?
There's a million of these. It's wide open, and again, the website is full of them, so I feel like it's a silly complaint to have.
Would you believe that this guy is a contributor to the space White Pride?
Really?
I would believe that.
Flying Eagle 88 is.
Is he posting any funny Hitler memes, or it doesn't look like
he's doing a lot of graphs.
He looks like Aryan maidens.
Can he make memes? Maybe he doesn't know how to make memes.
He has a lot of questions.
Graphic design is not for everyone.
He says, was Lincoln a tyrant?
Well, according to one person.
Yeah.
He's made a lot of like infographics, but not a lot of memes.
Well, maybe he's
he does have some.
He's got some.
He's got your son's brain on Jews, and then it's a woman, and then your son's brain on Hitler, and it's a Nazi.
Confirmed, he does not know how to make memes.
Your choice.
This really isn't a
meme. Your son's brain on Jews, it's a picture of Quarators.
Your son's brain on Jews is just a girl, and then your son's brain on Hitler is an old photograph of a man.
And then he has when white people get colonized, and it's like the Wojak being like, thank you for civilizing us.
Wait, is he one of these guys who thinks Asians are superior and that they should like whip us into shape as whites?
I think this is like a Greek Wojak.
I think this is a man who's looking to send memes back in time.
Yeah.
To the 30s, where he can use them.
This guy is making Hitler memes. So you know what? He's being the change he wants to be in the world.
Be the change you want to be in the world as well. Like Flying Eagle 88 is.
Yeah. He's got a picture of the Riddler here. The
I hate
1960s
to shout him out.
Riddler.
If you don't know the Riddler, he's sort of the precursor to the Rizzler.
And the meme says, they say we're fragile, too easy to trigger, but watch what happens when you call them a, and then it doesn't say what.
It doesn't say what.
Which I feel like is kind of fragile if you're not going to say the word as a Hitler fan.
Yeah, if you're a declared Nazi, go ahead and say
the slur at this point.
I don't see what else you're getting out of it, really.
Yeah.
So is he saying that they're saying the Nazis are too fragile and easy to trigger now?
No,
like, has that come around to, like, now they're the ones who don't like being
I think
triggered?
He's saying, yeah, that Nazis, he's saying he's called fragile, but these libs, watch what happens when you call them, and then I don't know.
Now I feel old.
Yeah, I feel a bit like the Riddler from 1968, like in this picture.
This guy's basically Wolverine, the way he's trying to say slurs.
Wolverine is so old, it makes me laugh.
Well, that's that question.
That's all the politics we have today. But,
was Wolverine at Pompeii, you think?
He's not that old, right?
Yeah,
no, I don't think he's
maybe not.
There's a lot of different films about his origins, so I would hope that's covered somewhere.
Yeah.
Let's do Forbidden Knowledge.
Yes, fucking finally.
Hit it.
These are quarras about the unknown and the mysterious. Things that challenge the narrative of the day. Now, Andy wanted to talk about UFOs. I started looking for some UFO questions. What's our first question?
This first question is, I took this picture using my phone, and I think I caught a UFO in it. Is it actually a UFO?
Okay, very important. Then there is
I'm going to guess Chinese lantern. Let's see.
There is no picture.
Oh.
Yep, no picture.
So all of the comments are like, where is the picture?
I think that the answer is yes. It is. I think it is a UFO. And unfortunately, that's why it was deleted. There's no photo. You guys don't have to look. There's literally no photo.
Okay.
People are just posting other
photos.
This
is a different picture, I believe.
It's become
maybe
like
not,
a thread if you have related photos, I guess, but...
Mm.
Yeah, that's not from the guy who asked the question. So we don't have a photo from him.
What's important is if you post on Quora, you should know that you don't get to post a photo in it.
You can kind of, but we haven't quite figured out how to see those photos.
Because
we've been doing the podcast for 2 years. But either way, the guy didn't post a photo.
Okay. Who's this by?
This is by Shamane Mahakumaraj.
Another unproven.
Lives in Sri Lanka.
Unbunked first encounter. A close encounter.
Yeah, there's no way to say that it's anything but a UFO.
I mean, I could.
Anders, what's up?
I'm sorry, what did he post?
There's no picture.
So he posted, I quote, I took this photo using my phone and I think I caught a UFO in it. Is it actually a UFO? That's it.
Okay, well, I think it's pretty clear what happened here. The government saw him posting this.
I think you're right.
And we're not allowing that on Quora.
Mm-hmm.
You're just saying the image was redacted. Yes.
Redacted by the government.
Indeed.
Okay.
Which is also aliens.
read a book. Okay, well, I have another UFO.
So many of the comments are just like, please message me this photo. I want to see the aliens.
First, God. I fucking knew it. Second, where is the photo?
And then the guy doesn't care. He just keeps asking other questions that are almost entirely tech support questions that are just like, hey, my phone's not working.
How do I post photo?
I think something happened to his phone.
Somebody took my damn photo.
After this picture, something's up with what's his name?
Yeah.
Check out Chimane Makaraj's.
He also, almost immediately after the UFO question, about a year later, he asks, what makes the Queen band way better than the BTS?
Oh, BTS. Probably their rock and roll.
BTS is
Queen rocks
K-pop.
And BTS. K-pop. I'm not going to say what I think of BTS.
Oh, yep.
It's no, not you should say it. And
a lot
right
of our listeners
camera.
Are in the BTS armies. You
they're both equally good.
They're both equally good.
Thoughts on BTS, Andrew?
Queen caused Pompeii. BTS never did.
I would think they'd be kind of different genres, no? Is K-pop heavily...
They're very different.
Okay, yeah.
I would say Queen is sort of like J-pop.
Okay.
Japanese pop music.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like the background of like a Naruto episode.
Visual Kai.
Queen. Yeah.
We wish we were the champions is their
sure,
song.
Yeah.
I understand.
And they wear cute little suits. Anyway, let's read another question.
We have another UFO one.
There's two more
UFO ones. I want to discuss them. They're out
okay,
there.
Okay, here's
and
another
I,
one.
And I believe as well.
Question two. Why would a UFO have lights on it?
That's a great question.
So the thing about space is it's so dark that you're probably going to need a way to see, right? Because otherwise, how are you going to see everything?
I think that's true, yeah.
I know. Like the sun lights up the
Also, lights
galaxy.
Are cool.
Lights make are really can, cool.
Okay, but
you can make it look like a gaming computer.
Sonar, you have that as humans, right? And they're
that's not going to help in space.
Yeah. Okay.
What's
so
it bouncing
you can't
off
use
of?
Sonar in space. All right.
Fine. I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, but
there's
once
no
they get to
air.
Once they get to our atmosphere, they shouldn't really need lights, right? So they can
yeah turn that shit off, probably.
It looks cool to have them though.
Right, and right, that would I mean. Be the only reason is if they are actually trying to like, hey, human, you know.
Oh, hey. Yo, let me cook on this real quick. I think those lights are probably next level engines that we just can't understand yet. And so they look like little circular orbs, but they're actually bending matter and so forth.
Hear gonna, that? That's the sizzle of your cooking.
It's almost ready. Get ready to eat it.
I was going to say about the last one is that on the UFO subreddit,
okay.
It's like 90%.
Here we go again.
It's people posting their photos of like what they think is a UFO, and it's 90% people who like 100% believe in UFOs, love UFOs, and they're even there just like, that's a Chinese lantern, that is a plane.
Mm-hmm.
So if they didn't have lights, then they couldn't fool people to think that it was very common, explainable phenomena.
Mm-hmm.
See, if you thought being into Trotskyism was a joyless hobby, Andy's other one is debunking UFO sightings.
Telling people you are wrong to believe.
Is that
you
what
are wrong to believe?
Is it debunking?
No, I mean, I'm just being unfair.
I'm just not a believer.
I was curious which side.
I mean, the UFO phenomenon is real, but just because we don't have an explanation for like 1% of these photos doesn't mean that they're alien spacecrafts.
Now, is a Chinese lantern just kind of like a slur for a regular looking lantern, or like how
there might
work?
Be a more politically correct way to maybe fire kite is that's a different
that
thing.
Sounds even worse.
It all sounds terrible.
It sounds
that's
like
a slur for people like Anders.
Like when Donald Trump says like the Chinese virus, it sure. sounds like Chinese lantern.
Mm.
I think they do have a Chinese origin, this particular kind of
aircraft. What is it? It's an aircraft?
Yeah, well, it's a it's like a paper ball that you light a fire.
Oh, I've seen this.
Oh, yeah.
They're very pretty, and they convince everyone in the vicinity that there's UFOs in your
pool as hell.
Where you set them off.
Mm.
What do you think about the big triangles?
Those are just planned.
Triggered.
I've seen one of those.
Triggered and destroyed.
I've seen one of those in real life. Yeah, and I was like, I knew that's a plane. But I could see where people would see that and be like, well, I've never seen a plane like that. But so, this was in Virginia.
I'm only aware of the stealth bomber triangle
yes,
plane.
Yes, that was one of those.
I guess if you're in Virginia, you might see that.
Yeah. Did you think it kind of looked like a big piece of ham?
What are those? it did kind of look like breakfast ham that you triangle and the sure, triangle, not quadrants, but you know,
yeah, cut triangles. It sharp.
Good to know.
Cut it sharp wise. Do we have any good answers?
As noted, UFO merely means unidentified flying object, and as such, the vast majority are conventional aircraft seen under odd conditions of viewing, or reflected light seen through atmospheric inversions. I think that is correct. And then someone else said they use them to get the deer to stop so they can get a clean shot. Also,
the deer, as in us.
That's open
to aliens. We're the deer.
Yeah, that's right.
They're reputed to mutilate cattle, but not deer.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not interested in deer.
Well, I think what they might mean by that is deer in the headlights.
That's
they
right.
Have,
right.
They have
right.
a that's similar us. Thing they can that works on humans. Like
yeah,
that.
The tractor beam.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I do like the tractor beam.
The tractor beam is cool.
Because that's pulls not you. A light on the UFO. That's comes out of the
yeah
the
yeah, bottom. Yeah yeah. That's right. It's a device. It's that light is it's a pulling object.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's not a normal light.
No.
He's talking about like the cartoon UFOs that have like the Christmas lights around it.
Yeah.
Basically.
That's silly when they have those. I agree. Mm-hmm.
No, I think those are cool.
But you can agree they're also silly.
I can't agree on that.
I agree to disagree.
Killing spree.
Should we read another question? We have so many more.
Yeah, do the next UFO one.
Okay, I will. This next question is, how do you attract UFOs?
Okay, fellas. You see a UFO, how do you open?
What's your opening line?
Got to establish worth. Make eye contact.
Ooh. Okay, I would say something like, hey.
Ooh.
I would say something
I'd
like,
say, I'd say,
I like your light.
Come here often.
I see you've got a silvery exterior. I want to see the gold underneath.
I'd probably rub my hands together.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that's a good
move. UFOs like that.
I think you have to have a nuke.
A nuke?
And yeah, that's the common thread.
Right, because all the spottings are around America.
Yeah.
And we're like nuke central.
Russia also had them during the Soviet
era.
Okay.
Now, Andy is dying to shut this down.
Please, I'd love to hear.
He says there's no way to attract
What's
them
the connection?
They're as fake as lanterns.
The connection between what?
Nukes and UFOs.
Oh, well, there's a lot of stories that aliens are either like coming to UFO or UFOs are coming to nuclear sites either to warn us, to stop us from using it because they want us to advance to the next stage of civilization without killing ourselves first, or because they want us to trigger a nuclear war. Okay. This is what Tom DeLonge believes.
Yes, sure. yes.
Yeah.
Of Blink-182.
Some guy in the military sat Tom DeLonge down when he was in Blink-182 and said, we heard your dumb song about aliens exist. And you're right, they do. They actually are trying to start a nuclear war. So would you like to start this project so we can launder a lot of money? And
only you can stop them, Tom. You have to do vague songs about girls. It's the only way.
What are the odds that just living near a nuke melts your brain in some way? Does that does that have anything to do with it?
Depends
that
if it's
just
going off
or
not.
Or
if it's going off fairly high,
The thing about nukes is they famously they melt your body more than your brain.
Sure,
really.
But
so
if they're
I feel
not,
like you just get cancer.
If they're just like sitting over there, it's
probably not great for your brain.
Okay,
I think they're good for you.
They make you smarter.
Do we have any good answers from the Quora?
Yeah, this is from Tom Jalon. Just says, nope. Where are you?
No, he's not on there.
I'm looking for aliens.
He doesn't fucking say that.
That's Mark, okay?
Oh, is it? Oh, sorry.
I actually know.
No, it's not. It's Tom Jalon.
I thought that was, yeah. Anyway, Moonshine, someone says, heavy alcoholic intake will increase sightings.
Okay, that's for real, though.
Someone else says, they don't want to meet with you. If they did, you would have hundreds of clear photographs of them.
Okay.
Boom, roasted.
Haters forum.
And then there's 23 hidden answers that need
to be. Andy, are you excited that there's a whole forum of your friends hanging out on Quora?
You love
check
these
this site out.
Yeah, this is your Mark Vore.
Almost every answer is just you have to be a little bit drunk or high, or you're an idiot, or you love Donald Trump. And then one person says, flash your pink.
What?
Flash your pink.
Flash your pink.
It's a common UFO phrase. It means show me your vagina.
Yeah. Much like volcanoes, UFOs go crazy for pussy.
Just a bunch of aliens being like, woo!
Fuck, I love college. That's what the alien says, and it's not something I said.
That's very funny to me. Yep. But they just played that song, I Love College.
Yeah, Asher Roth.
Yeah.
How did he write such a good song without help?
Yeah, it's like him and the pyramids are the two things that aliens help with.
Such an incredible achievement as the I Love College white rap.
Oh, man.
When it comes to condoms, he puts two on. How did he know?
But humans made I hate college.
Is there any way that anyone like born after fucking 2000 has heard the song I Love
There's
College?
There's no way. There's absolutely
no
idea
what you're talking about.
Do you not know this song?
I don't know it.
It's a fucking...
Just for me and you, Alex.
Okay, never mind. Yeah, that's why we're the Quarators, baby. It's we about, both know Asher Roth's I Love
It's
college.
A song about loving college.
It's a white rapper?
It was a white rapper. His name is Asher Roth. This is a very popular song around 2009 or 2010. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, and when we got beers, it's college time.
I love college. It's like that.
It's famously, I love drinking, I love women, and I love college.
And then there was another guy named Sam Adams, who was a different white rapper, who remixed it into I Hate College.
And now keep in mind, this is not the Patriot who founded this great country.
I think that was his name, right? Wasn't it like Sammy Adams?
Sammy Adams.
Yeah, okay. White rap.
Write this down.
It sounds like some Boston shit.
Absolutely.
Again, different guy from that. He didn't make that beer.
Yeah. Anyway, it's just the Chinese lantern.
Okay.
It's the Chinese lantern.
Chinese lantern.
Remember when Biden went to war with all the Chinese lanterns and weather balloons?
Yeah. That was fun.
There's so much good stuff I've forgotten about.
That's right.
Just because I'm so scared all the damn time.
This is such a good question. I've been meaning to
do this one for weeks.
If a female Bigfoot became pregnant after mating with a dog man, what would the offspring resemble?
Dog man. Dog man.
I have problems with the premise of the question.
I think all men are dogs.
Two separate species. But that dog man is significantly smaller than a Bigfoot, right?
What is a dog man?
Anders, are you saying that a dog man is like a mule? It's like a... infertile half breed.
No, maybe what is a dog man?
I'm thinking like
it's a dog man.
Like now, from Arthur, like a guy from Arthur.
Yeah,
it's Arthur.
Well, Arthur's not an Arthur.
But someone in his universe.
Oh, that's not what I'm thinking at all.
I have a theory here. I think he's talking about the Skinwalker, actually.
Oh.
Which is a character of Native American folklore, which is a dog that walks on its hind legs and plays tricks on you.
Well, it's not always a dog.
It's usually like a wolf head.
Yeah. I've spent a lot of time on Skinwalker TikTok while ago, and they show up as all kinds of shit.
Sometimes as your podcast co-host.
They are shapeshifters, so. Mm-hmm.
They are tricky in all seriousness, but
they're scary.
Okay. Do we not think we're sure this isn't werewolf?
I think werewolf is the closest to dog man out of the combinations. I feel like it's like, oh, I can't remember the word right now, but some kind of, I don't know, dog man.
Sort of like dog werewolf man.
Moon comes out, you turn into a dog, dog man.
Werewolf makes a little more sense to me because dog man, like there's just different species he wouldn't know how to handle.
But werewolves aren't real.
But if they are, then they kind of have an electric vibe to them and they could, you know, handle a larger... mating partner.
A beautiful woman.
A beautiful Bigfoot woman.
And a big, beautiful foot.
Right. And the electric quality, they have like an electric quality to probably their semen, and that could like work on a different species. It's so powerful that it would impregnate.
Sure.
It has wolf strength.
But as far as how it would look, kind of like a freak. It would like look like a half human, half Bigfoot because werewolf turns back into person.
Maybe that's how
humans came to be.
Probably. I remember seeing, I showed this picture to people all the time. This is like a Quora level picture. Similar situation. There is a photo that surfaced, this is about like 2010, of I think it was a lamb human hybrid.
Oh, no.
Probably was not real in retrospect.
Probably.
But it had it was a lamb.
A dog, man.
It was like a goat. I think it was a goat with like a human face and someone in like Turkey. Took a photo of it and put it on the internet and it became a story from like one of the, you know, like the Daily Mirror or whatever. And it was very freakish. It was frightening. It had like the, you know, a normal.
So is the implication here that like some guy knocked up a lamb or something?
Yes. Mm.
Gotcha.
And I think that's kind of what Bigfoot Dogman would look
this
like.
This is why Pompeii happened, right? It was retroactive.
We've strayed so far from God's light. I like Andy's theory that if these two crazy remixes mixed, it would just be a man again.
Yeah.
That's why men are such dogs.
I woo.
That's right. I woo.
I woo 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 woo. Bum, bum, I do bum, not have a button bum, for bum, that.
Bum, okay, well, let's see.
Oh, she had the
answers.
The Werewolf in London riff. Bum,
bum, we have bum, bum. Like a tiger. Does that help?
What,
have,
wasn't one of the built-in road sound effects a wolf?
Yeah, I've changed 40 of them. We don't have that anymore. We'll play the tiger.
Let's just say that's a dog. Yeah,
we have one built-in sound effect, and it's the Space of the Week one.
Right,
that's the last one.
That's
built
that sounded familiar.
That's the only one we kept. What did the Quora users say on the Dogman Bigfoot question?
Atlanta Man says, Dino, you need to get a life.
Hey!
The offspring will resemble a pile of large turds, as did your question.
God damn.
I disagree with this. I think it's a great question.
Where is this coming from?
One of the better questions we've heard today, at least.
Yeah. Born in 1949, I'm interested in meeting face-to-face. I am bi. That is his bio.
This is Atlanta Man.
He's using this as a dating website?
He is in several spaces. Number one, Dirty Desires. Number two, Worship, Love, Need of Cock, GBT, CCL. Number three, Show Your Dick. Number four, T. Jenner Space. Number five, Old Farting Around. Number six, Show Your Genital.
So he's interested in...
Genital? Show Your Genital is like a compromise on Show Your Dick.
He wants mating questions, and he's looking for human-on-human, and he gets this instead. He's very disappointed.
Yeah, he's pissed.
He's letting out a lot of pent-up rage.
Oh, this guy rules, actually.
Atlanta Man?
Someone said, my son saw me when I was taking a shower. What do I do? And he goes, why are you asking this question? Are you afraid your penis will shrink and fall off because your son saw you? Or are you just an ignorant troll trying to cause trouble? I'm following this guy.
It's so funny that you go to his profile and he's like, I'm craving cocks. I need to see them. And then he goes to the cock questions. He's like, this is stupid.
Why would anyone mind seeing a cock?
I think this guy is pissed off that like so many people use Quora as like a place to write about their sexual fantasies. And he's like, I want to see pictures.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
I'm trying to date.
Show me the UFO.
I guess he doesn't know. There's other apps where you can suck and fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, a bunch of questions. There's probably thousands of Reddits for posting dicks.
Yeah.
As they say in Virginia, there are places you can slam ham.
He's asking questions like, how did you like your first blowjob?
I liked it quite well.
He says, have you ever masturbated in front of your partner or in front of anybody else?
These are his questions?
Yeah. And he says, here's another question that you'll like, Alex. Do you want it?
I do like that one. That's my favorite kind of Quora, when it's just kind of
We lost the
like
camera
that. Yeah, it's gonna happen. All right, well, let's round the show down then.
Oh, right when the cat arrived.
I know.
All right, if you're
gonna hit okay.
All right, the camera with me and Anders is still going, so let's go ahead and Anders, don't you worry about that camera. You're the star today, baby. All right, we're gonna go ahead and close on down here. Before we go, let's ask a question for Quora. Do we have any questions for Quora today?
I have one for General Ham about the movie No Escape.
We can tag him.
Okay.
So what's your question?
Now, keep in mind, whatever you ask, we're gonna have to discuss next week as well.
Okay. Did the writers of No Escape 1994 have some kind of time machine apparatus situation? Because They predicted Benghazi. I think a lot of people on Quora would be very interested to learn.
I'm asking the question.
It's all over Reddit.
Ham the state beat of Virginia?
That's a fair compromise. Again, we will have to answer this next week, so that's only fair.
Still tag General.
Tag General Ham, please.
What is his last first name?
His name is Carter Ham.
I could have sworn when you said there's a general on Quora that it was going to be Wesley Clark.
He might also be here.
Hold on. There are so many General Hams.
That's what I'm telling you. I think he's like a
Bengali. I'm tagging all of them.
All right. Maybe one of them will be the real one. They need a verified feature like Twitter has. Like X has, excuse me. The Everything app. Okay, well, that's going to have to be it for our show today. Thank you to the two of you. Let's salute you appropriately. Anders and Andy, thank you so much for coming on. Where can our listeners find you at home and abroad?
I am at BassProl on Twitter, and you can read my book, I Want to Believe, Posadism, UFOs, and Apocalypse Communism, available on the internet.
Check out the internet while you're at it. Anders?
I'm at Anders Lee here on social media, X, Instagram, And I have two podcasts, Pod Damn America, which Alex is a vet of, retiree.
So many veterans.
This week's theme is veterans, by the way.
I need to go to war. And
speaking of war, in a way,
speaking of war.
We cover some wars, the duration of them, the people who fight in them sometimes become, like Wesley Clark, see a little Easter egg there, failed presidential candidates. And that is what my other podcast is about, The Vanquished. Find it on your podcast app of choice. And also, yeah, check out And, which is Pod Damn America joint Antifada. Sometimes we do joint episodes. Last one was actually on sports, but we have...
Can I just say, when I was on Pod Damn America, we did many, many crossovers with the Antifada, and they were never called And. This is a brand new thing I'm learning about.
It's a new innovation.
That's so funny.
I understand it's like a funny joke between you two, but I've never called it that.
Can we actually ask that as a core question? It's like, when did they?
We have already asked the meat ham question. We're doing the ham question. No one's gonna be able to answer the ampersand thing. For our show, we have extra episodes every Thursday. Double your dose and OD on our podcast.
That's
on patreon.com/quarators. There's nothing doctors can do to help you when you've had double your fill of Quora and other websites. Check out our show next week when it will be back. And thank you for coming to the live show last week.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
That was really fun.
And also, we're going to reference that in a week or so on the bonus because we thought there was another episode.
Yeah, we thought there was we had more filler. We thought
anyway,
a musician was coming on here. But bye-bye. We can't talk about that now. Bye-bye.